What's up, Potterhead? It's been a very long time since we've done this, or I've done this, because, I don't know, I just have been kind of tired, I don't know, not really having motivation. I got back into school because I was homeschooled beforehand, and, homework and everything. So, anyway, we're finally going to do another episode. Today we're doing Neville Longbottom. Because, you know, why not? He's an amazing character. So, let's just get into it. Also, feel free to send more voice messages. I would love to hear your guys' ideas and stuff. Okay. Professor Neville Longbottom was a British pureblood wizard, the only child and son of Frank and Alice Longbottom. Neville's parents were well-respected aurors, I don't even know how to say it, so you're going to have, if I'm saying it wrong, correct me, and members of the order of the original Order of the Phoenix, until they were tortured to insanity by Bellatrix Lestrange and three other Death Eaters with the Cruciatus Curse. When he was about 16 months old, they were placed in a Janus Dicky ward at St. Mungo's Hospital for magical maladies and injuries, leaving Neville to be raised by his grandmother, Augusta Longbottom, who happens to be, like, kind of disappointed in him and rude, you know? So if you hear any background noise, I also have, like, lots of siblings and stuff. So, yeah. Neville began at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry in 1991 and was sorted into the Gryffindor house along with Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, and Ronald Weasley. Throughout his school years, he was mostly a shy, clumsy, and introverted boy who was constantly being told by his grandmother that he was not good enough or living up to his parents' accomplishments. However, in his later years, he showed that he possessed great courage, perseverance, and he became an important member of Dumbledore's army, an organization taught and led by Harry Potter, with the goal of helping other students learn spells to attack and defend themselves. Neville would later fight in the Battle of the Department of Mysteries, in the Battle of the Astronomy Tower, and the Battle of Hogwarts. During the Battle of Hogwarts, having refused Voldemort's invitation to join the Death Eaters, he destroyed the seventh and final Horcrux when he beheaded the snake Nagini. He also co-led the DA during his final year in the opposition to the Death Eaters' professors. After the end of the Second Wizarding War, Neville briefly served as an auror before becoming Hogwarts Professor of Herbology and marrying Hannah Abbott from Hufflepuff. He's also the godfather of Harry's and Ginny's second son, Albus Potter. Early life. The one power to vanquish the Dark Lord approaches. Born to those who have thrice defied him, born as a 7 months dies, and the Dark Lord will mark him as his equal. But he will have power the Dark Lord knows not, and either must die at the hand of the other, for neither can live while the other survives. The one with the power to vanquish the Dark Lord will be born at the 7 months dies. Neville Longbottom was born on 30th of July, 1980, to Frank and Alice Longbottom, a pair of aurors. Moment after his birth, Neville was able to adjust his blanket so that he swaddled more snugly, but no one witnessed this unusually precautious display of underage magic. The midwife who attended the birth assumed that his father tucked him in more tightly. Neville was born several hours before his classmate, Harry. As a pureblood wizard, he was likely related to other wizarding families such as the Weasleys, the Crouches, Potters, and the Blacks. Neville's parents were members of the Order of the Phoenix, and in these roles they defied Lord Voldemort at least three times. Neville was one of the two infants referred to in the prophecy made by Sybil Trelawney about the person with the power to defeat the Dark Lord. The other was Harry Potter, and it was Harry whom Voldemort targeted on the 31st of October, 1981, making Harry his equal and leading to his first defeat. So it could have been Neville, could have been the Chosen One, but Voldemort didn't really hear the whole entire prophecy because the spy, Snape, was caught before he could hear the whole entire prophecy by Trelawney, so he didn't really know that much. He didn't know there was two. So, yes, so Neville could have been the Chosen One, but he was not. Shortly after, a handful of Voldemort's most loyal followers attacked the Longbottoms. Frank and Alice were tortured into insanity with the Cruciatus Curse by Death Eaters, Bellatrix Lestrange, her husband, Rodolphus Lestrange, her brother-in-law, Rabastin Lestrange, and Barty Crouch Jr. The four Death Eaters were all sentenced to Azkaban for their crimes, while Frank and Alice were sent to St. Mungo's Hospital, where they would live the rest of their lives, not being able to recognize their own son. Neville was subsequently raised by his paternal grandmother, Augusta Longbottom. At some point early in his life, he also witnessed the death of his grandfather. Neville's grandmother was a stern and formidable woman who was concerned when her grandson did not exhibit early signs of magic. Neville did, however, show faint signs of magic in him throughout his early years, something which his family persistently missed. The first such sign took place moments after birth, when Neville managed to magically shift his blankets more snugly over himself. Something went unnoticed, by the midwife who attended his mother. She often chided Neville for not living up to his family's honor and was partly the reason for Neville's lack of self-confidence in his early school years. Talk about putting someone's lowering someone's self-esteem. Not cool, Granny. Don't get mad at me for calling her Granny, please. His relatives feared that Neville might be a squib, though this disapproved when his great-uncle Algy was holding him out of a window by his feet when he offered some lemon meringue and let go. Miraculously, Neville bounced. Previous to this, there were various attempts to make him show signs of magic, including dropping him off a black pool pier where, according to Neville, he nearly drowned. Neville inherited his father's wand at the age of 11 when he started to attend Hogwarts. This wand was later broken during the Battle of the Department of Mysteries. I'm going to take a really quick break so that I don't sound croaky, because no one wants to hear that. Okay, I'll be right back, guys. And I'm back. Okay, so I just needed to rest my voice for a second. Also, there's going to be a part two because there's lots to cover. So, yes, let's get back. This is his first year. You can't go out. You'll be caught again. Gryffindor will be even more trouble. I won't let you do it. I'll fight you. Neville bravely standing up to his friends. Neville began attending Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry on the 1st of September, 1991. While with his grandmother on platform 9 3/4, he lost his toad, Trevor. Once on the train, he met Hermione Granger, who agreed to help him find his lost toad. And then Harry Potter and Ron Weasley, when he entered their compartment tearfully looking for Trevor, arriving at Hogsmeade Station, Neville managed to retrieve his toad from Rubus Hagrid. I'm just going to call him Hagrid. I can't say his first name. Neville felt intimidated by the Gryffindor's reputation for bravery. During the sorting ceremony, he silently argued for a long time to be placed in Hufflepuff, but the sorting hat won in the end and sorted him into Gryffindor. Neville was so nervous when the sorting hat shouted out his house that he ran across the Great Hall with the hat still on his head. He had to return to the stool and hand the hat to the next student. On the way to the Gryffindor Tower after the welcoming feast, Neville had a bundle of walking sticks dropped on his head by Peeves. Apologies. By Peeves. No one cares. I can't say words. Much of his first year was plagued by similar mishaps. In the first potions lesson, Neville melted Seamus Finnegan's cauldron and subsequently drenched in boil-curing potion that they had been brewing. The following week, in his first flying lesson with Madam Hooch, Neville accidentally broke his wrist after falling off his broom from a great height. Afraid of being left behind on the ground, he pushed off too early. He was taken to the hospital wing and the wrist was healed. Several hours later, he ended up heading to the Hogwarts trophy room with Harry, Ron, and Hermione for Harry's duel with Draco Malfoy, nearly getting caught by Filch. They end up in the forbidden third corridor, where Neville drew Harry's attention to a giant three-headed dog. They managed to escape and safely return to the Gryffindor Tower. That year, Neville received a remembrall from his grandmother as a gift, which was flown in by an owl. This particular gift later allowed Harry Potter to become the Gryffindor Seeker. Draco Malfoy threw the small spear into the air, and Harry flew to grab it, standing up for Neville. Minerva saw how easily Harry retrieved the ball and asked him to join the team. Shortly after the Christmas holidays, Neville was the target of a cruel prank by Draco Malfoy, in which his legs were stuck together with the leg locker curse. Neville had to bunny hop all the way to the Gryffindor Tower so someone could perform the counter curse. When Harry, Ron, and Hermione urged him to report Malfoy, he replied that he didn't want more trouble. Harry gave Neville his last chocolate frog from the Christmas and consoled him by telling him that he was worth 12 Malfoys, and that the Sorting Hat chose him for Gryffindor, while Malfoy was in stinking Slytherin. That's rude, but okay. Several seconds later, Neville inadvertently helped the trio identify Nicholas Flamel when he gave Harry the Dumbledore's collectible card from the chocolate frog. Don't bully Slytherin. I mean, like, yeah, they're mean, but stinking Slytherin, I mean, yes, they're stinky sometimes. Everyone's stinky. They're probably rude most of the time, but everyone's rude sometimes. Neville was sent to the hospital wing a third time after a Quidditch match between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff. During the match, Malfoy began to taunt the Gryffindor Quidditch team as well as Neville. Neville challenged Malfoy on hearing this and single-handedly took on Malfoy's friends, Vincent Crabbe and Gregory Goyle, while Ron fought Malfoy. Although he was knocked out by Crabbe and Goyle, Madame Pomfrey insisted that Neville would make a full recovery. This was the first time Neville stood up for himself. Go Neville! Woo! Okay. In time, Neville learned about Harry and Hermione's attempt to take Norbert the Norwegian Ridgeback up to the Astronomy Tower to send Ron's brother Charlie when he learned Malfoy was trying to get them caught. Neville snuck out of the Gryffindor Tower to find them and warn them. He instead ended up getting caught by Professor McGonagall. He lost 50 house points and was put into detention with Harry, Hermione, and Malfoy. Sent into the Forbidden Forest with Hagrid to search for an injured unicorn, Neville and Malfoy went along one path with Fang, and while the other three took another, Malfoy snuck up behind Neville and grabbed him to scare him. Neville panicked and sent up wand sparks to warn Hagrid. When Hagrid learned the truth, he instead paired Neville with himself and Hermione. The night Quirrell attempted to steal the Philosopher's Stone, Neville followed Harry's advice and attempted to stop Harry, Ron, and Hermione from sneaking out. Although he did not know what they were trying to do, however, he thought they should not be breaking rules and risking that Gryffindor would lose more points and block the portrait hole, willing to fight them to make them stay. Hermione apologized and struck Neville with the full body binding curse so that she, Harry, and Ron could leave. This was another early instance where Neville showed bravery, standing up to his only friends. For standing up to the trio, Neville won 10 points for the Gryffindor at the end of the term feast, having moments before tied Slytherin for the House Cup. He pushed Gryffindor into undisputed first place. In the final exams, he scored well in Herbology, making up for his poor marks in potions. Okay, I'm going to take another break, and then we can do second year, and then we'll do another part two. Okay, bye. Be right back.
All right, I'm back. I had to rest my voice. So the second year of Neville Longbottom. Oh, this will be interesting. In 1992, after the start of the term feast, he applauded Harry and Ron for flying a car to Hogwarts. The following morning, when Ron received a howler from his mother, Neville warned him to open it quickly. In Gilderoy Lockhart's first defense against the dark arts class, a pair of freshly caught Cornish pixies picked Neville up by the ears and hung him by his cloak from a chandelier. Talk about bad luck. Moments later, he crashed back to the ground when the chandelier collapsed. Also, is it just me when I was reading the books with Gilderoy Lockhart? Like, I could not. He was so, like, I wanted to punch him in the face when he would, like, talk to Harry like that. It bothered me, like, a lot. Okay. After the Basilisk attacked on Colin Creevely, Neville feared that he might be attacked due to his poor magical skills and tried to protect himself by purchasing a large, evil-smelling green onion, a pointed purple crystal, and a rotting newt tail. However, the other students pointed out that Neville should be all right. He was a pure blood and thus unlikely to be attacked. However, he thought he was very close to being a squib, and was still in danger anyway. Neville attended the first and only meeting of the Lockhart's Dueling Club to practice the disarming charm. Neville was paired with Justin Finch-Fletchley when Lockhart suggested to pair volunteer spell blocking. Snape shot this down, claiming that Neville had difficulty with the simplest spells, and they would have to send what was left of Justin to the hospital wing in a matchbox. Shortly after Valentine's Day, Neville informed Harry that his belongings had been searched by someone. Dun, dun, dun. Neville would have to be present at the end-of-term feast, having thankfully not been attacked or petrified by the basilisk. It would have been present with all his classmates who had been petrified returned to full health after being cured by the mandrake resorptive draughts, and would have been there to greet Rubus Hagrid following his release. That was his second year. You know, nice, cool. I'm gonna do third year right now. Okay. On the train ride to Hogwarts in his third year, Neville became alarmed when the Hogwarts Express simply stopped. When he entered the compartment, Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, Ron, and Ginny Weasley were in to find out what happened. A Dementor that entered the compartment negatively affected all the students within. Though varying degrees, the new Professor Lupin gave them chocolate, telling them how it would help them feel better about the shock. Arriving at Hogsmeade Station, Neville told people about this experience in the compartment. This made its way to Draco Malfoy, who taunted Harry about fainting. This is the chocolate thing. This is why chocolate is amazing. It helps you with everything, and if you don't like chocolate, then don't talk to me. Okay. In their first divination class, Neville accidentally broke two of Professor Trelawney's teacups while reading tea leaves as the class departed. Professor Trelawney warned him that he would be late next class and urged him to work hard to catch up with everyone else. In the Care of Magical Creatures class, Neville practiced bowing to a hippogriff. He constantly backed away from the beast, which did not seem to want to bow back. The next day in potions, Neville again managed to earn the ire of Professor Snape. He somehow was able to turn his shrinking solution orange instead of green. To ensure Neville would get the potion right, Snape told him that he would feed some of it to Neville's pet toad, Trevor, at the end of class. Desperately, he asked Hermione for help. She whispered instructions to him out of the corner of her mouth. By the end of class, he was able to turn his potion green and successfully shrunk Trevor from a toad to a tadpole. Upon Trevor returning to his proper size, Snape took 5 points from Hermione, simply despite the Gryffindors. Later that day, Neville helped Professor Remus Lupin's first practical defense against the dark arts class and Boggarts. Neville was the first person to be asked. This was most likely because Professor Lupin's preference for the underdog and him wanting to build Neville's confidence. When he asked what scared him the most in the world, Neville replied, "Professor Snape," which everyone found amusing. To counter the Bogart, Lupin asked Neville to picture Snape in his grandmother's clothes, and for his help, Neville earned 10 points for Gryffindor, and he can confidently banish the Bogart at the end of the class. In the spring of 1994, Neville lost the passwords to Gryffindor Tower because of Sir Cadogan changed them so frequently, Neville needed to write them down so he could remember them. After the passwords disappeared, Sirius Black managed to enter the Gryffindor Tower with a knife. After learning Neville was indirectly responsible, Professor McGonagall banned him from all future visits to Hogsmeade for the remainder of the school year, gave him detention, and forbade anyone from giving him the password to the common room. Thus, he had to wait outside the portrait until someone came by the security troll. While the security trolls hired to guard the fat lady leered unpleasantly at him. But none of that from her. He tore out the Great Hall. Wait, what? But none of that compared to what his grandmother had in store for him. 2 days later, during breakfast, Neville received a howler from her. He tore out of the Great Hall amidst shouts of laughter. He opened it in the entrance hall, where his grandmother's angry voice told him he brought shame to their family. At the end of his divination final exam, Neville was told that if he told anyone his results, he would suffer serious accident. Okay, and that's the end of the third year. I will do a part two soon. Bye-bye.